It's beautiful to read the fullness of that gospel, to see the different movements of how Jesus brings life out of death, right? How intentional it is, how caring he is to those who are in the throes of experiencing death, but how loving he is in encouraging them to see the life he wants to bring and to believe and trust in him. That's the dynamic I'd like you to meditate on as we move through this homily. There's one point of the whole liturgy that's really trying to prepare us for Holy Week, and it's reiterating the spiritual truth that we may lose sight of as we suffer through accompanying the Lord in Holy Week. And it is the truth that God brings life out of death, or where we experience or see only death, God brings life, or is bringing life. Today's reading is like a crescendo towards that raising of Lazarus, right? A sign, not only of Jesus's power, but also of his heart, of his desire to enter every tomb and bring life. In the first reading, God speaks to Israel, right? I will open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live. The best word of that is your. Your grave. Not somebody else's down the street. Yours. My people, I'm going to your grave and going to bring you life from there. And St. Paul experienced it firsthand, right? In the second reading, God totally took him from being a murderer, boxed in his regulated religious worldview, where God's love depended on his obedience and his fidelity, right? He was saving himself through obedience. No, God said, no, I'm going to bring life in that death. I'm going to save you through my free gift of love and woo you and teach you to respond out of love in obedience. He wanted to teach him life through his death. The gospel, Jesus arrives at the tomb of Lazarus, not indifferent, but deeply moved. He loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary. And for that reason, he waited. He waited not to make them suffer, but so that they would experience the fullness of his life, the totality of his victory. And that's what Jesus wants to teach us. If there's a tomb or a grave that still has the stone in your heart, if the Lord appears to not be present, appears to be waiting, or as Martha and Mary both said to him, if you had been here, I'm like, well, you arrived a little too late to do what you do. The Lord was saying, no, 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 I waited so that you would believe, so that you would trust, so that you would see, so there wouldn't be a question that the one who saves you from death is me, the source of life. The Catechism teaches us that death is a consequence of sin, but in Christ it becomes a passage to life. Right? In Christ, death is not the end, but just a comma towards the fulfillment of the rest of the sentence, which is life. Yes, we die in our bodies, but not in our souls. Catechism 1020 says, for the Christian, death is the end of earthly life, but also the beginning of eternal life. Because of Christ, says in 1010, Christian death has a positive meaning. Yes, brothers and sisters, indeed, we do die. But it's not a death that leads to ultimate death. The death that we lean into and accept and indeed love is the death that sets free. It's the letting go. It's the letting the Lord bring the life he wants to give, which is eternal. Right? Both Mary and Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, right? Very human discouragement, almost to say, but you weren't. So I guess you don't want to give life. And Jesus meets them gently, redirecting them, right, saying, your brother will rise. And they said, yes, we know. He will live the resurrection of the dead, right? They're already believing, but Jesus says, yes, that's true. But right now he will live, right? Jacques Philippe writes, the greatest block to God's life in us is not our weakness, but our discouragement, our lack of belief that even in our weakness, God can bring victory. So brothers and sisters, I would invite you, think of one tomb in your life or multiple tombs where you're discouraged and believe, well, if you had been here, or believe that life just isn't possible. During the rest of this liturgy, take on that faith of Martha and Mary and the faith that St. Paul had after him being knocked off his horse, and ask the Lord to begin to help you believe, trust that he wants to bring life there. Maybe a long-standing resentment, no, a sense of spiritual dryness, a discouragement at your inability to overcome certain sin, fear about the future, right? A relationship that feels stuck, cooling, right? Simply pray, Lord, the one you love is ill. That was the entire message that Mary and Martha sent to Jesus. And that got him to come. No explanations, right? She didn't strategize. She just said, hey, this is the truth. This is the reality. The one you love is ill. Give Jesus permission to enter that place, you know, even if he seems to delay, as he did with Lazarus. So as we begin just with the liturgy of the Eucharist, pray the prayer, Lord, bring life where I have settled for death. And as we head towards the Passion, Jesus is already teaching us that death cannot overpower his love, right? His victory, that he wants to begin the resurrection in us now, and ask him today to roll away that stone that you had believed too heavy, and let him call you out into his wonderful light. Amen.